to thrive spiritually. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox and welcome to Quiet Time Coaching episode 61. And today I want to talk about how to thrive from this book called Thrive with an exclamation mark. Subtitle, Using Psalms to Help You Flourish. It's by my good old friend, Douglas Jacoby. I picked it up recently because, as some of you may know, my wife and I have been on a Bible study tour of Israel. We just got back, and over there it was led by Douglas Jacoby, someone I've known for well over 30 years now. It was lovely to see him, to catch up with him, and to do the tour, and more on that another time. But he had some of his books there, and I like his books very much, and one I hadn't yet purchased was this one, Thrive, on the Psalms. And the Psalms are one of my particular focuses at the moment in terms of my Bible study and my devotional times and my spiritual disciplines. I am reading and studying the Psalms. And so I was delighted to pick up this book and see Doug's take on the Psalms, their use and their benefit to us spiritually. So I thought I'd just give you a brief review of the book and see if you might like to purchase it. I'm not going to get any commission, but you might like to pick it up. Why do I like it? One of the reasons I like it is a simple thing. It's actually quite a small book and it's quite short. Don't mistake its brevity for a lack of depth. There's tremendous depth. One of Doug's great strengths is being able to sum up complicated and deep issues in pithy sayings and short sentences and paragraphs and chapters. So don't worry about it being short in terms of it being shallow. It's not. It's deep and meaningful. The second thing I like about it is that Doug does a great job of blending the personal and the theological. And Doug is a very knowledgeable person and has much theological education, but it doesn't get in the way of the personal sharing and the personal application and relevance to our personal lives and our spiritual walk with God. So I like that blend, the personal and the theological. In each chapter, just so you know what to expect, Doug talks about the psalm and shares some personal thoughts. And then towards the end of each chapter, he has some heart questions. Very useful. For example, this morning, I was reading and studying through Psalm 61, chapter 8 of the book. And as we come to the end, there are some heart questions. For example, do I get offended if others point out to me the very sins that I should be confessing to God anyway? How deep does my humility go? Do I accept the depth of my sinfulness as David did? Questions like that to help us think. And then after that, some prayer points, perhaps some ways to get yourself started in prayer and perhaps ways to focus your prayer. For example, the prayer points at the end of this chapter might be something like this. May joy in your salvation accompany me as I follow you daily, and may others sense your presence in my life. Now, that'll make a good topic for personal prayer. And so those are some things we have here. I'm just going to give you a quote also from this particular chapter I read this morning, and leave you with this, and then I'd like to know what your thoughts are. Talking about Psalm 51, Doug brings us to the section of the psalm. Let me just make sure I've got the right page here. Yeah, verse 12 of Psalm 51. Restore to me, David says, the joy of your salvation, and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. And here's what Doug says about this. The joy of our salvation, mentioned there in verse 12, is more than a feeling. It entails willingness. God will not force us. In a sense, the psalmist is asking God for a Holy Spirit, to make him holy through and through. We too should pray for this Spirit. Jesus says the Father will give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him, Luke 11, verse 13. Holiness and integrity are required if we are to enter God's presence and dwell there. And he references Psalm 15 as well. I like that quote. I like that thought from verse 12 of Psalm 51. There's much in this book to admire. I think most people I know would really enjoy it and get a lot out of it. I can recommend it. If you've already used it, if you've already read it and it's helped you, I'd like to know in what way it's helped you. How have you put into practice the heart questions and the prayer points? If you haven't yet read it and you're going to, then please do and let me know what you think of the book. Or you can leave a review on Amazon, or you could just leave a comment wherever you see or hear this recording. And also, do you have a favorite book on the Psalms yourself? This is one of mine. I have several on my bookshelf to my right, and I dip into those. But I wonder what you have on your bookshelf or on your Kindle. What books help you to really appreciate, understand, and value, and then use the Psalms spiritually to benefit you in your walk with God? I'd love to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from each other, because we really do learn best when we learn in community. If you know of anyone who might benefit from this, please pass the link on to them and leave me a review, or hit that like button, hit that subscribe button. I'm delighted to see that this week I've got to 200 subscribers, which may not be a lot in the grand scheme of things, but it seems a lot to me. So thank you for all of you subscribing. And if you know somebody else, then just pass it on. Thank you so much. And I do pray that this will be a wonderful week of tremendous personal times with God that are fulfilling and satisfying, and that you will enjoy the joy of your salvation, finding that God grants you a willing spirit and sustains you today and every day. Take care, and God bless.